Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you right to the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Glad you could be with us on this Monday evening. As I said, for the future schedule, just check us out because in a couple of weeks we'll be on Monday every single week right throughout the summer. But because of the success that the Panthers and the Heat have been having in the playoffs, and we hope that continues, we'll kind of dance around when they're not playing. But we'll be on every week with you and take you right throughout the spring, right into the summer. Remember, we have a lot of college coaches that will be coming on throughout the summer. They all want to check in because, as you know, they can't come out during the this spring evaluation period. So, so we got a lot going on. Thanks so much to Pierre Sinatis, the head coach at Miami South Ridge, for joining us in our first segment of our second hour. Now we take a little trip to Broward County, and if you follow high school football, throughout the years, Blanche Ely's always been a force. But over the last few years, they've fallen off a little bit. And, you know, a lot of people kind of were upset because they have a great following, a tremendous fan base. And then last year they struck gold. After a couple of struggling seasons, Coach Mike Bailey comes aboard and turned everything around. 10-0 regular season, beating arch rival Dillard twice, once there, once in the playoffs. Only loss of the season coming in the finale to state champion St. Thomas Aquinas. And this is a program who is back. They're talented. And Coach Bailey is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And we've said it over and over again. Congratulations on the success. And I know moving forward, you guys are ready to duplicate and even take it one step further.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. We appreciate, you know, you giving us our flowers always, you know, man. Me and the kids really appreciate it. So, you know, it's a pleasure to be on the show.
To you, it's got to be really something kind of surreal. Here you know, you come from Deerfield, you know a lot about this program from being in the community for a while. What was it like for you? I mean, you opened up the season with three straight wins, only giving up one touchdown in those three games. BA, Cypress Bay, Coral Springs. But for fans and your kids, that had to mean just about everything, the way you got out of the gate last year.
Yeah, you know, it was a fast start. You know, for us being a young team that was still learning how to win and play together, that was definitely something that we needed for our confidence. And, you know, it helped us out down the stretch, you know. So that fast start, I think we prided ourselves on that. We were pretty much every first drive of the game, of every game we played last year, we pretty much struck first. So, you know, we just took that mentality from that first game and just, you know, just rode it all the way out.
Yeah, I mean, and For people who know, I mean, Dillard Ely is Florida, Florida State. Dillard Ely is Northwestern Central. It's everything. Beating them last year, the kids were just, they were euphoric. I mean, because it, all they've heard, all, you know, the whole, oh, you're not going to beat Dillard. You're not, I mean, but you did, and you outplayed them, and you guys came to play. And talk about that, because I think that would energize not only the team and the coaches, but the fan base.
You know, it's been a long time coming, you know, to be able to beat those guys twice, which, you know, that was monumental for us. So, you know, to be able to do it twice at their place, you know, it was big for us. And, you know, that was something that we definitely, it made the season even more memorable, you know, to be able to play those guys twice due to the circumstances, especially from the first game. You know, it was big to go in there, you know, 2 weeks later and get that, that second round playoff win. You know, so it was definitely one of those monumental wins, not just for this season, but for the whole program and community.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Head coach Mike Bailey joins us, head coach at Blanche Ely High School in Pompano Beach. And as I asked, you know, our first guest in this hour, Pierre Sinatis from Southridge, the importance of the administration being right there with you and being supportive and, you know, being at every game and you know, being at every event. How important is that to you, Coach?
Oh, that's super important. You know, in order to have a successful program, it takes several pieces, from the head coach to the great assistant coaches to the great administrators to a great fan base, great and talented group of kids, strength and conditioning, the sports trainers, everybody. It literally takes a village in order to have, you know, a winning program. And it starts at the top, you know, and not when I say the top, I don't mean me. I mean, the principal of the school, you know, Principal Tavares Williams, man, he's a first-year principal. To have him in his inaugural season, his inaugural year at running the school, to be able to walk into such a successful program, that's definitely important for the camaraderie of the school and the community to get behind that. So, you know, it was very important for me and for the administrators for us to have that historic season. It's one that we'll never forget.
No, I mean, and I agree with you 100%. And the objective coming into this spring, obviously, it was to maintain and utilize a lot of the kids that were coming back as leaders and trying to get that in place. What were you looking to get, and what have you been getting out of this spring? I mean, obviously, you have some new faces that are going to be helping you out. A couple of kids have, you know, graduated as well. But have you found that leadership that you needed on the field?
I think, you know, from a defensive standpoint, I've seen Quincy Classius, my 2024 outside linebacker defensive end, turn over a new leaf and take on a new role of being, you know, that leader of that front half of the defense. On the back half, we got Marquise Harry, great corner, great overall athlete. You know, I think he'll turn some heads and be a household name in the coming months. And, of course, Jordan St. Tillis, that guy that, you know, I don't think needs any introduction. You know, I think he's poised to have a great season as well. So defensively, we have some guys for sure. That's one thing I think Ely has always had. Even in their down years, they've always produced defensive guys. Offensively, I don't think a receiver in the county is having a better spring than Marcel Williams. I think he's poised to, you know, make that leap into that perennial 4 or 5-star status. You know, in all recruiting rankings, any coach that has come out there would tell you that is probably the savviest route runner they've seen in a long time, man. And that's a testament to his hard work and his overall just fully buying in of becoming a true technician at his position. You know, he had a great track season, had a very strong 7-0 season. So offensively, we expect that guy to have a season. I think Edward McIntosh as well, our 2024 running back, I think he's poised to have a great year as well. Can't forget about him, man. He's a guy, you know, that is going to turn over a new leaf and, you know, kind of embrace a different role for us offensively, because we had 3 senior running backs. So now he's the guy in the room that's, you know, we're banking on carrying the load. And then, you know, at quarterback position, Omari McNeil, 2026 quarterback, I think, you know, it won't be many better young gunslingers than that kid. You know, he just has to continue to develop and listen to Coach Ron Hart. You know, again, needs no introduction. Great OC. You know, I think he's poised to have a great year. And, you know, yeah. Shout out to my defensive coordinator, too. I can't forget Coach Terrence McFadden, man. Awesome guy, you know, great for me and the kids, you know, because as a young head coach, you need those guys around me as well, you know, because I don't have to have all the answers. It's important to have a village around me, too, to continue my development, you know, and keep me yeah. sharp. And, you know, ultimately, man, you know, it's a unique situation we have over at Ely. And we just got the right group of guys around us. As coaches and kids, you know, that have the same end goal, chasing success, man. So we got some guys, man, leadership-wise, we don't like leadership, you know, and we challenge one another. I think that's, you know, what I love the most. Nobody's voice is louder than the other one. Everybody listens to one another, and we just, you know, we push one another to be great, man. It's an awesome situation.
Wow. In my parting shot to you, tell Coach Harge if he gets too full of himself, I remember where he came from.
Hey.
I used to cover him in high school, and but you're right. Great mind, a leader of young men. No matter where he's been, they all follow him, and you got some really good coaches. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. Do you have a spring game and you have an inter-squad game coming up or what?
We have a spring game this week, Thursday versus Flanagan at 7 o'clock p.m. We looking to have a packed house, man. Let's have that orange and green, you know, in the stands. Go Tigers like always. And we're back last year. We're definitely, you know, our coming out party this year is a statement. Yeah, we coming for everything, you know, this upcoming season. So we're more than prepared and we're ready to take that next step, you know.
Good stuff. Well, you don't have to convince me. I'm already aboard. I've watched you enough, and I know everything behind it. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
We appreciate you. Blue Gold Tigers.
Good stuff. Coach Mike Bailey, head coach at Blanche Ely, and I'll tell you, I mean, you know football, and you know the landscape of football in South Florida, and if Ely's playing well, their fan base is right there. I mean, they're right there. Look at all the, you know, not just Patrick Johnson or Peterson, but so many great football players have come, the James Joneses of the world. And, yeah, that's been a pipeline. And probably one of the best players I know, much of my audience had never heard of him, Rod Baker, who I still consider one of the best that's ever come out of Broward County. So Ely has talent every year, and certainly we wish Coach Bailey success.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.